This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. It was early in March. March is a trickster month, isn't it? March wonders. Am I winter? Am I spring? But anyway, it was early in March, the first day or two or three of March, and I was wandering outside trying to stay on task, trying to remember what that task was. I was headed toward our firewood pile, so that was a hint. But out of the corner of my eye, I caught a dark object and turned to see a turkey vulture swooping low to the earth, maybe only like 4 feet off the grassland, and up, 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 and soaring over the riparian corridor of the Ojolote. Oh my goodness, you know, a turkey vulture. Oh yeah, turkey vultures are back. What a nice sign. I feel like I've been in La La Land, not paying attention to the natural world, just caught up in humanness, you know. Crazy humanist. Great God Almighty, throw me a bone, Grandma Nature. And she did. A turkey vulture swooped low, not 50 feet away. Wake up, Mr. Mosquito. Forget the travails, the follies of humankind. Give me some nature. You know, give me a swooping turkey vulture that says, hey, we're back. We're back to the borderlands. Stop the presses. Local man revives, feels glimmer of hope, and shouts at a soaring vulture, thank you. Turkey vultures, they have a great scientific name, Cathartes aura. Cathartes from the Greek for purifier or cleanser. Aura is also from the Greek for air, wind, breeze. You know, not the aura, that aura of the 60s, 70s, that stoned aura. I love your aura. No. Think of wind. Think of breeze. Turkey vultures are purifiers of the breeze. Turkey vultures eat dead, decomposing critters in the borderlands. I mean, they have this magnificent sense of smell. So even if they don't see something dead, they can smell something dead. And they soar and hunt the deserts, the woodlands, the forests. And they glide over roadways, scavenging roadkills. That naked, dark red head, those dark bodies soaring, gliding, swooping on 6 foot wingspans. They've arrived, you know, and it's so cool. And they'll be around doing their breeze cleansing until next fall. Move over, Pine Sol, Lysol, and Glade. We've got Cathartes aura. Have a cute little vulture in your... Plug in the vulture in your house for the purifier. Ay, 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 ay. Okay, but, you know, I'm not the only one. I'm not the only one that gets excited about these breeze cleansers in Arizona, in southern Arizona. The communities, these little towns, Bisbee, Aravaca, they celebrate the return of turkey vultures. We're talking festivals. I mean, these are my kind of human beings in these communities, right? Oh my goodness, celebrating the turkey vultures. Turkey vultures have returned. And all of a sudden, you know, I'm excited. I'm revived. I mean, I feel these glimmers of hope. I mean, give me some more. Give me some reptiles, amphibians, moths, butterflies, beetles. I mean, wrens, thrashers, towhees, woodpeckers, red tails. I'm feeling good. And give me some vultures soaring, gliding, swooping over the borderlands. These borderlands are beautiful, my friends. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.